I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:04, it's Monday morning, and Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Nest Audio from Google. This is the last week for your chance to win your very own home speakers. Stream all your favorite music. Of course, Alice, leave that on all day. Even when you're not listening, just turn it down. Listen to Alice at 97.3 now through this Friday the 13th for a chance to win. It's easy. 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we give you a code word. You text that word to 20357, and you're entered. Message and data rates apply. Let's get some Bay Area winners. Very exciting. I will warn you, I've made the mistake of visiting my new kittens, and they're out. And now I can't get them, and they're playing in the room behind me.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's great. We'll see how that goes.
The bad part is
nobody's awake, and I'm so stupid. I don't know why I did it. I was playing with them, and then they ran out the door. I didn't close the door behind me, and they ran out. Can you see them on the couch behind me? Oh, they're both great.
Oh, there they are.
Okay.
That's adorable.
Anyway, they're so cute, Vinny. They're little teeny tiny things. Just adorable. Adorbs. Rascal and Boots.
Well, that's the name I thought of, Rascal, when I looked at the video. I first saw it and was busy, and I didn't get to watch the whole thing. I didn't realize you had two of them, not just the one.
Not just the one. We got the brothers.
But Rascal just came to me. I was like, oh, they're such little rascals.
Yeah. They
little
tiny
things.
I can't. It's not up to me. They're not my cats, apparently. I've been told by my son who brought them home. So they're going to figure out the names, but those are cute names. And I think Nikki said Boots, right? It was very cute. All right, let's get into the music news here. This song's a hit. It's actually two hits made into one hit. Miley Cyrus and Stevie Nicks have combined their hit songs for a new song called Edge of Midnight instead of Edge of 17 and Midnight Sky. And it's good. They're both singing on it. And it's exactly what you think it is because those two songs have some similarities. Do you have a little chunk of this? I want to hear the uh-oh part. That sounds great.
So they I'm sorry, did you say they re-recorded this or just a DJ did this?
They re-recorded it.
Okay.
So Stevie's on there. They changed it up. And I'm sure Jane will be telling us that's a hit any minute. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because Stevie Nicks actually has a major hit right now with Dreams. Again, you know, Fleetwood Mac, the song Dreams. And she's about to have another big hit, I think. I mean, that song, it's almost like they planned it, you know?
It's funny that my history goes back with Stevie Nicks. My girlfriend loved her. My high school girlfriend loved her, I should say. And so I, of course, didn't like her because I heard her way too much. Just way too much. And as I've sort of said things about Stevie Nicks, like, oh, man, she's over. People are writing in, she's never over. Like, she has a lot of really passionate fans. Really. Tons of them. They love her.
She does. I've never really understood it. I mean, you know, like Fleetwood Mac has some good songs, but I've never thought of her as being that great a singer, but people will fight you.
No, they love her.
Like, all right, okay.
Absolutely love her.
Great.
I don't know if it's the witch thing or I don't know what it is about. I don't get it. But.
Right. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, that happened Saturday night on HBO, and it happened without any performances. So that was not great. Hmm. A lot of people were like, hey, I expected there to see some people performing. Because you see that on talk shows. They're able to set that up. People perform from various, you know, isolated locations. Didn't happen. Virtually is how it happened. Obviously, nobody was gathered. No musical performances. But there was wasn't too much anyone could do about it, I guess. T-Rex was inducted by Ringo Starr, who said of frontman Mark Bolan, "We lost him way too young, but in his short life, he made 12 albums that were as far out and ahead of their time as he was." The award was accepted by his son, Roland. That is correct. His name is Roland Bolan.
Oh.
I was like, Roland Bolan? Joan Jett and Billy Idol also paid tribute to T-Rex. Alicia Keys inducted Whitney Houston and credited her with bringing black women to, quote, the absolute highest reaches of the music industry's pantheon. Whitney's mother, Sissy Houston, accepted the award in her honor. Clive Davis, Jennifer Hudson also paid tribute. Diddy inducted the Notorious B.I.G. He said Biggie was the best of all time. Biggie's kids were there, and they accepted the award. Jay-Z, Nas, Lin-Manuel Miranda all gave their thoughts. Charlize Theron was the person who inducted Depeche Mode, calling them the soundtrack to her life. And then they got props from Chris Martin, one of the guys from Arcade Fire, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Our guys, the Doobie Brothers, local heroes. They were inducted by a country guy named Luke Bryan. Is he one of the judges on American Idol?
I thought
Idol?
He was the American Idol guy.
Is he?
Yeah, I thought so.
I feel like that's why I know the name.
Yeah.
Brad Paisley also joined the Love Fest. Nancy Wilson from Heart and producer, writer, director Judd Apatow. Iggy Pop did the honors for Nine Inch Nails. And he praised Trent Reznor's focused and relentless process of emotional destruction, which paints a portrait of pain, pressure, and dissatisfaction. Miley Cyrus, St. Vincent, Rick Rubin, they also paid tribute to Nine Inch Nails. And Trent said, if COVID doesn't ruin everything, there's going to be a reunion of every past and present member of Nine Inch Nails.
Great.
So, yeah, something to look forward to.
Very famously, one of the first members of Nine Inch Nails left to start Filter. And Filter's actually, you know, was his own project and his own thing. But I'd love to see him go back and be on stage with Trent. That'd be cool.
That would be really fun. There was also, of course, a tribute to Eddie Van Halen, Slash, Kirk Hammett, Tom Morello. Tom Morello actually called Eddie the Mozart of our generation. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of places that you can watch this if you have HBO Max. But there's lots of little highlights that have been put up online, but no performances, which is kind of a disappointment. Like that's why I would want to watch that show.
To me, you know? That's the only reason for that show.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of speeches.
Right.
You know, even award shows, you know, you're going to have musical acts.
And actually, one of the cool things about it, and I should say this, I never really watch it. I just read about it or look at a video of one performance or another. But they also have jams where a lot of these artists, because they're all in one room, get up and jam together. And that's always cool to watch.
Yeah, I mean, people from all different kinds of music and all different bands are, like, those are once-in-a-lifetime things where they're all hanging out together and make it happen. I think it's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, but look, it's the way it's going to be. Actually, because of the pandemic, they say they've completely changed when they're going to do nominations and when they're going to do the ceremonies permanently. Because I guess the next induction ceremony would have been coming up in May or something. It's like a springtime thing. So now that's when they'll announce nominees and they're going to continue to do the inductions in the actual fall. So that's changed permanently because of COVID. The Foo Fighters were on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and they debuted a new song called Shame, Shame on Saturday Night Live. In a way, it kind of reminds me of Fame, Fame.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good. So that is going to be on their new album. They actually announced after the show that they said Shame Shame is the first single off their upcoming album, Medicine at Midnight. They're going to release it early next year. And you can pre-order it already off of iTunes. You know, I love the photography on SNL. Whoever their photographer is and does the treatments on the photos that they do, they're just always great. I always look at those pictures, and they did two absolutely great pictures of the Foo Fighters. So if you have a second, take a look at those. You know, the lead-in photos as they go to the musical guests. segment is always a shot of the band, and it's really, really good. So let me hear a little more of Shame, Shame. It's a funny picture of Dave Grohl, too. Like, his mouth is wide open. So there's the first single off the next Foo Fighters record.
You have to figure that even though they've been toured around the world and done a million things, and he was even in Nirvana, it's got to still be a really cool moment to be standing on the stage for SNL as the person says, once again, Foo Fighters. Like, that's really cool.
I know. It's cool. That's what. That's like a pinnacle moment, I would think, for really anybody. The SNL is... Love it or hate it, and watch it or don't, it's still one of those. It's like an institution, you know? What are they, 45 seasons in or something? It's crazy. Anyway, congratulations, Foo Fighters, on your new song and the new album on the way. Actually, what did I say the name of the thing is? Medicine at Midnight, I believe, is the name of the new song.
Yeah, I'll probably... Well, I own all the albums, as you like to point out, but I'll definitely listen to that. They've never done anything, in my opinion, as good as The Color and the Shape, but they're still great, and they still rock.
You like System of a Down? They've got a couple new songs out today.
I like them okay. I don't listen to them all the time, but I have read in the news nonstop about how these dudes can't get along. They can't. They've said forever they're never going to be able to make another album, and then all of a sudden, two new songs drop.
Yeah.
So I don't get it.
I know. I don't know if they both have videos. I'm seeing something called Protect the Land here that actually has a video for it.
They're Armenian, and one of the things that got them to produce music based on what I read was that there's still a lot of trouble in their homeland, and that inspired them to release two new songs. I still don't think we'll get a new album, though.
Well, you know, hopefully they find a way to work together. 15 years it's been since we've heard anything new from System of a Down. So we've got Genocidal Humanoids with a Z and Protect the Land, two brand new songs from them. So let's give these a listen, Brittany. Which one is this?
This is Protect the Land.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at this press release that they put out about this, and they're detailing the strife, Azerbaijan and Turkey and all. I mean, they're lists of words that I don't know and can't pronounce. I mean, they are seriously concerned. Mm-hmm. The next one is Genocidal Humanoids. Did you grab that, Bernie?
I did. Here you go.
All right.
1 second. Just loading my notes.
Very dramatic.
Right. Yeah.
Sort of known for their dramatic sound. On the other end of that, super fun, AC/DC have launched New Highway to Hell in Back in Black clothing.
Oh.
Which is, you know, why not, right? All bands sell merchandise, and they're no different. In fact, I bet half their fortune is made on everybody needing a Highway to Hell t-shirt or, you know, the picture of Angus with the devil horns and... they've launched a new clothing line, and they're specifically concentrating on their classic albums, Highway to Hell and Back in Black. They have a new record coming out called Power Up. That's coming out next week. And I guess they teamed up with DC Shoes. They call it a U.S. streetwear company.
They're a skateboard, or were sort of a skate. Anyway, yes, I know
they've done a bunch of shoes as well. I don't know if DC... DC Shoes is also doing the clothing, but it sounds like maybe. Footwear, accessory. They have a lovely pair of loafers with the band, you know, the cover of Highway to Hell on it, across the front of the two loafers. Oh. And then sneakers that say like AC on one side and DC on the other side, you know. Oh, there you go. There's some pictures of them.
All right.
I really like the slip-on loafer. That's a nice shoe.
Well, if those ever show up on Instagram, maybe you'll get a pair.
Yes, that's that's true. If they give me a direct link, it'll be really easy. and there's all kinds of, you know, long sleeve t-shirts, short sleeve t-shirts, everything you think a band should offer to you. They have it. They have it all. Lil Nas X, do you realize it's been 2 years almost since he dropped a single? Like, it just feels like, really? Wasn't that just last summer?
Well, it's almost been a year since we locked ourselves in place.
I know.
It's hard to figure.
So he is going to drop his first new single in almost 2 years on Friday. There's a teaser for this, but I don't think there's any music on it. Were you able to?
There seems to be a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
It starts off with the old Old Town Road, but then it ends up with this. Here.
Okay.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got holes on the and they're out of control, yeah.
Whatever you do, Nas, don't go to 2020.
Whose voice was that?
Don't go to 2020. No, whose voice was that?
Michael J. Fox. He shows up as if, you know, he's from Back to the Future and saying, whatever you do,
don't go to 2020. Exactly. You won't like it. So in the teaser, he goes back in time, and that's why he meets Michael J. Fox, watches as Santa gets kicked out of a saloon for getting too drunk, and then he picks up Santa's hat and has a label in it that reads, Santa Nas X, you are the new Santa. And then his horse transforms into a reindeer, and then he morphs into Santa, and then he flies off in a sleigh. So there you go. I guess it's going to be a holiday song. But if you've been dying to know how Lil Nas X will follow up Old Town Road, now you know. Holiday song.
Well, it's going to be hard to ever duplicate the success of that first song, right? So,
yeah. I mean, I don't want to say impossible, but that really was. I mean, that
a
this
Super Bowl
song.
Commercial. You know, I mean, at all levels of that's it's.
It was a big one.
Yeah,
to say the least. Kelly Clarkson's in a legal battle with her father-in-law. Don't worry about her Thanksgiving. She's divorcing his son, so I don't think they were going to hang together anyway.
Right.
Soon-to-be ex-father-in-law. Kelly is divorcing her husband, Brandon Blackstock. Brandon's father is a guy named Narvel Blackstock, or Narvel. I don't know. It's spelled like Marvel, but it's Narvel. Kelly started working with Narvel's Starstruck Management Group back in 07. And that's how she met her husband, Brandon, in the first place. But it looks like both relationships have gone south because Starstruck is saying, you owe us $1.4 million in unpaid commissions. And they're suing her for it. Kelly says she countersued and said, you violated California labor law by, quote, procuring, offering, promising, or attempting to procure employment or engagements for her without a talent agency license. That they were acting as her agent without being a licensed agent. That's what she alleges.
Oh, boy.
So she doesn't owe them squat.
Yikes.
Narvel is a guy who used to be married to Reba McEntire. I think when she got married, wasn't he married to Reba? Like, she was Kelly's mother-in-law for a minute and a half there.
I don't know, but I do know. Well, actually, I don't even know this, so I should ask. Is that her kid's grandpa?
Yes.
So those kids were from this marriage, is I guess my point.
Yes, from this marriage.
So that's super ugly. That's sad.
I know, it is sad. Well, look, when Brandon has the kids, I'm sure Grandpa will get to see them, and you know,
I like these things from both sides. I just think that sucks. That's unfortunate
That's the hardest thing about divorcing with kids. The kids, mm-hmm. because the kids deserve better than that.
Right.
But you know, it's you got to do what you can to keep the peace. I like when I read the stories about the people who figure it out amicably. You know, that's because if you have kids, that is how you should do it.
Well, don't you think, though, that the people, and I can't speak for all these celebrities because who knows what they're capable of dealing with, but it seems like if you're able to break up when you realize you're not in love or not getting along as well, and you do that in advance of hating each other's guts, that seems to be like how you're able to go. All right, we're what is that, conscious uncoupling or whatever?
Right. Look, I mean, as goofy as that is, they've made it work.
But if you ride that thing right into the ground, that's where you end up in these arguments and someone cheated or someone did this or someone said that and now you're never going to...
The ugliness is real.
Nothing cool will happen between you again,
and
ever.
You know, kids can be really manipulated and victimized in this whole thing too. Like, you know, they come home with reports on dad's new girlfriend and the mom's mm-hmm. having them spy, and it's just, you know, don't lower yourself to that ugliness. I said as though I ever had any experience. Oh, she didn't sound good on that one. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with this. It is Christmas time, you guys. So Metallica was bound to hook up with Mariah Carey. Here's a little remix.
Oh.
This is...
What's happening today?
Yeah, I just sent you a note on it, and you nodded, and I thought you got my memo. You were nodding. Oh, Metallica and Mariah Carey, of course, it's All I Want for Christmas is You, with James Hetfield's riffs and vocals from For Whom the Bell Tolls. Oh, it's so good. Merry Christmas, everyone.
That was really funny and fun, but now put that Metallica song back together the way it's supposed to be, because you just messed it up.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
News is next. I don't know.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.